Hello, is that Paul?
Hello, yeah, just one second, thanks.
No problem.
Yeah, who can I help?
Hi, it is Francesca calling from INS Law about your application to the Scottish Redress Scheme. Just giving you a quick call back. We previously spoke, you were unsure about sharing any details over the phone. And so I've sent you a couple emails regarding who we are and how we can help. Unfortunately, we won't be able to send any letter correspondence as we're a digital, mainly digital company. I was just wondering if you'd like to proceed at all, if there's anything we could do to help.
My redress panel sat your study.
Oh, okay, no problem. Have you gone with another law firm?
No, I didn't go around it myself. I done it all by myself. It took
Oh,
me
okay.
5.5 years.
That's good going. Well done
But,
for
well, not
that.
really, not
Yeah.
really.
One.
Just let me quickly tell you this.
Yeah.
If you want to take this on board, you're more than welcome, because I'm just about to move on to this. I'm only one person, so I can only deal with one thing at a time, right?
Yeah.
See, while I was going through redress,
Yeah.
they put me in contact with people who should be helping me with therapy and that. So they managed to get some funding and stuff, and you know what they done?
Yeah.
They bought me with the office credit card an illegal 63 miles per hour, two-wheeled electric scooter, and sent me on my way. And I obviously come off. I had an accident. Now I've got no use of my right arm. And nobody wants to speak to me about the issue. Every time I speak to them, it just gets ignored. My complaints have been ignored. It's like I'm like a leper now. Nobody like kind of contacts me, and I haven't done for a while.
Yeah.
I've got all the emails saying, "Mr. Smith, we're doing this. We're going to buy you a scooter. And we're going to use the office credit card, and this and that, and the next thing." So that's the next thing I'll be dealing with, because I was an able-bodied person before I went with them, and there was no due diligence done, or health and safety, or anything along those lines.
No. Oh, yeah, it's definitely
Yeah.
something you need to keep fighting.
Oh,
That shouldn't have
definitely.
happened.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No. I'm 100% with that, because I've got so
Yeah.
much paperwork from them. Oh, we'll do this, we'll do that. Then about buying the scooter. Oh, do you know what, Paul? We'll just buy it with the office credit card. We'll send you the invoice. Go and collect it from the shop. So they've just sent me down to get an illegal e-scooter. Then I've had an accident. I could have ended up with a criminal record because of that.
Yeah, no, that shouldn't have happened.
Yeah, I mean, and do you know what they had the cheek to do to me when I phoned up, and actually says a few days after it, can I speak to my worker, what's her name?
Yeah.
Oh, she's left us now. She's not with us anymore. So I just went, oh, okay then.
Well,
Two
there's a
weeks
reason
later.
she's not there anymore.
No, wait there. 2 weeks later, I phones back and I used a different name. I says, can I speak to Linla? Oh, who's calling? Oh, such and such. Oh, she's not in the office today, but she'll be in tomorrow if you'd like to leave a message. I knew I was being lied to.
Oh my, that's shocking.
Yeah. I've been through this carry on for 5.5 years. See the amount of
Yeah.
lies I've been told, and documents gone missing, and this, that, and the next thing. It's sorry you're getting the brunt of this on the phone,
No,
but
that's
it's laughable. If I
yeah.
wasn't a strong-minded person, seriously, I'd have gave up a long time ago.
Yeah, I'd struggle to cope with all of those, wouldn't I?
Yeah,
It's
so
quite, yeah.
yeah, 3 years, 3 years legally. I done it with the police. Then at the end of that, I says, well, can I have my records now so I can go for my redress? Oh,
Yeah.
no, sorry, they're legal records now. Now you need to go and do it all again.
So did you have to go access all of, you had to get in touch with everyone and
I had
get
to
all of
go
them
to
again?
redress, and by then I'd obviously had my accident, so I've got no use of my right arm. So for over 2 years, I was seeing a woman every week while she was dictating it for me.
So
It's like
who are
she's
you with at the moment? Who are you fighting this with?
Glasgow City Council. Luckily
Yeah.
enough, there was no computers about, because I'm 55. There was no computers back in the 80s, but thankfully they found the full 800 pages of me when I was in care.
That is one thing that well, I would say lucky, but it's not a case of you should be lucky. They should just have them anyway, but
Yeah, and
there's a
what
lot
I
that's
actually
gone
done as
missing.
well, I found a lot of my abusers. I never forgot their full names. And do you know where I found them? Do you know that website, LinkedIn?
Yeah.
Oh, see if you can remember somebody's name and type it in there. It'll come up
You
with
find
them.
everything, can't you?
The amount of people I found on there, and they were saying, oh, worked in St. Phillips in 1985 and 1986. I
All
was
the
like, ah,
proof.
abuser, abuser, abuser. Because the police were involved, they had to make sure that they had to go and do a bit of safeguarding.
Yeah.
So at 15 complaints, he came back and says, we believe this and you've fooled us. So other people must have told them the same thing. See, just to
Yeah.
get that recognition. And even though this panel's sitting now, it's not really, oh, I'm getting some money now. It's just, thank God I don't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah. It's finally going to be over with now, isn't it?
Yeah, because the first year I was involved in it, there was no money. I was just sat watching the TV one night, and it was on the 6 o'clock news, and I went, oh my God, that's just described my childhood.
Yeah.
So I thought, do the right thing, jump on board, do my bit and whatever. Then a year later, it came out about the redress, but that was still like a long way in front of me. But it was never the fact that I went into it for money, but just to
About
get that
the
recognition.
recognition, yeah, the acknowledgement and the
Yeah.
apology,
And
and
funnily
that's,
enough,
yeah.
I bumped into, do you know that John Sweeney who runs our Scottish government?
Yeah.
I bumped into him 2 months ago, but he was out for the elections, but he was with my local MP who had been voted out, but she's now just been voted back in. So I stopped and spoke to him in the street, and I'd mentioned redress, and do you know what he says to me? Mr. Smith, I would ask you when you get your letter with your offer to contact my office through in Edinburgh. I would like to see you face to face to give you a personal apology and to sit and discuss to you why it took so long and give you the reasons behind that.
Yeah, it shouldn't have
And you
taken
know,
5 years.
but it was just lucky that I bumped into him,
Yeah.
otherwise it would have just been a straightforward template letter. Sorry for what happened to you, Mr. Smith. I feel as though you probably weren't even born when this letter was typed, you know what I mean? And all the abuse went on.
Yeah.
So, but we'll see him when I get my letter. I'll try and
Yeah.
make my appointment. But as I say, I'm just glad it's over and done with
Yeah,
anyway.
but fair play for sticking through it all. That's a massive achievement to be able to do that.
See, if you were to ask me, would I go through it again? Even though I'm a strong-minded person, I've worked in care, a lot of care establishments as well myself, and I'm on a
Yeah.
SSC register. I probably wouldn't go through it again. They put so
Yeah.
many obstacles in your way. It's like an insult, and even the money you'll get, it'll be less than what I'd done. If I was working for the year, a couple of years, it's like less than the basic wage. It's not really the money, do you know what I mean? But I'm not
Yeah.
going to say no to it, obviously. But the money's another insult. They've made you jump through hoops. They're asking you
They don't make
this
it
late.
easy, do they?
They're asking you, they've got the cheek to ask you at this late stage, oh, did you happen to tell anybody about your abuse maybe 2 decades ago? Because if we get a statement from them, that could be handy. Now, I did tell my partner, who I was with for 15 years, and we've got a 22-year-old son. So she just jotted a wee bit down in a notepad, sent
Yeah.
me a photograph of it, and I sent it to them and says, well, I've got this so far. And they went, oh, that's enough, that's enough. And I felt like I'm constantly still at this stage feeling as if I'm having to prove myself.
Constantly, they're asking for more constantly, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're trying to put so many obstacles in your way and things in the past. It's like,
It's like, why isn't my
my God,
story
what
and my
little else
record
do you
enough?
want from me?
Yeah. Oh, but at least now you're actually the actual panel is going on.
Yeah, and
Hopefully you'll
I'm
get an
thankful
answer
that's
soon
getting
then.
done. So that's been done
Yeah.
yesterday, and we'll have the letter hopefully within the week. And I just hope just for the sake of it being enough, I hope it's a decent amount just so I can just sign it off, sign my life away, and just take the money and move on.
Yeah, you just gotta try and put it to the back of your head as much as possible. Obviously, I understand how completely difficult that
Well,
can
I can do
be,
that.
but
See, to be honest with you, I'm past any embarrassment in talking about it and whatever, because I've talked so much about it. Even
yeah.
with the police thing, I might end up through at the inquiry one day in Edinburgh. There's an
Yeah.
inquiry going on Monday to Friday behind closed doors by the second highest judge in Scotland. Her name is Lady Smith. So
Yeah.
she's been doing this for God knows how long now. So there is an inquiry going on. So, and I says, no, put my full name down there. I've got nothing to be embarrassed about.
No, he shouldn't be embarrassed now.
No, I'll have my say if I ever get the chance. Probably won't, but I'm down there anyway. I'm written down in some book somewhere. I'll be named somewhere. But no, if it ever came about that my evidence could help, I'm more than happy to put my full details down, because you could hide your details. And I thought, why should I hide in shame? Not a chance.
No. No.
Yeah,
Yeah, well,
no, that's
hopefully.
how I don't get embarrassed about it anymore.
No.
Anyway, listen, I'll let you go. I've been rambling like a
That's
madman. But
okay.
thank you for listening. I appreciate
That's
that.
okay. Well, hopefully you get the acknowledgement and the apology that you deserve. And I hope that it brings you some sort of closure to it
You know what
all.
the first thing I'm going to do with the money?
Go on.
I'm just going to jump on a train to England to go and see my 22-year-old son, who'll be working away, and his girlfriend, because they gave me I've got a 13-month-year-old grandchild who's called Darcy. Now, I've not seen her yet. So as soon as that money hits my account, and she'll be
Gonna
straight on
go
a
see your
train to England.
granddaughter.
Yes.
Oh, I'm happy
Don't
for you
ask me how
anyway.
long I'll be away for, but that'll be the first thing I do. I can assure you of that.
Yeah, there's no time limit on it, is it? Just get on the train and go.
Yeah, exactly. So no excuses. So that's what I'm just waiting for. That's the only thing I've got in my mind for it. Nothing else. As I
Yeah.
say, money can't buy you happiness, but it just gives you opportunities and choices. But
Yeah.
I'll make good with it. I'll make good
Yeah.
with it.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But yeah. Well, I wish you all the best and I hope you get the outcome you deserve.
Thank you so much for saying that. That means a lot. It really does. It does.
Okay.
Just to speak to somebody at this opportunity that obviously doesn't know me and I don't know you, it's good to get a
Yeah.
release. And thank you for giving me that 5, 10 minutes
That's
of your
okay.
time. That means a lot, to be honest,
That's okay.
especially at this late stage, because there's nobody. I was thinking to myself the other day, this is how sad it's got. After me having that accident, nobody will touch me with a brush pole. It's like there's nobody I can even phone to say, you know, what the good news, they're going to be sitting next week and this is going to be happening and this
Yeah.
might happen.
They just
Don't
shut
you
you
think
out
that's
then there.
sad? That's sad that I've went through all that for 5.5 years and at this late stage I've got nobody I can sit and pick up the phone to.
Yeah. No one's interested, are they?
No, they're not.
Oh.
So thank you very much for your time
That's
once again.
okay. That's okay. I wish you all the best, okay?
All right, you enjoy your day now.
And you, take care.
Bye.
Bye bye.
Bye-bye.